Sylvia Pérez Cruz is a classically trained musician from Catalonia, Spain. She sings in seven languages. She plays piano, saxophone, and has a degree in vocal jazz. On her new album, Granada, she reimagines classic songs from around the world, songs that have a story to tell. Beto Arcos has this profile.
It seems like Sylvia Pérez Cruz can do it all. On her latest, she sings an iconic Catalonian folk song called El Cant dels Ocells, made famous by cellist Pablo Casals. She also sings a lead from the mid-1800s by Robert Schumann. And she tackles the Edith Piaf classic Hymn à l'amour. Nous aurons pour nous l'éternité de le bleu de toute l'immensité dans le ciel. The common thread running through all these songs can be found in the stories their lyrics tell.
That's why I've always said that style is not what matters to me, but the result. The song has to have a story that I believe in and I can make it my own. I think I have that influence from my mother. My mother is a good storyteller, and she's always believed the songs are stories.
Her own professional story began at the Catalonia College of Music in Barcelona in 2004, when she co-founded a flamenco group called Las Migas, the Breadcrumbs, with three other women. Pérez Cruz says none of the four musicians were the best players or singers, but that helped them take a different approach to flamenco.
I think that's the best thing we did. It was a sound that really did not exist in Spain, based on our limitations, which was to make a more accessible type of flamenco.
She went on to record an album of duets with a percussionist, and before long, Pérez Cruz became the buzz of the Spanish music scene. Javier Colina, an acclaimed jazz bassist, invited her to record an album with his trio. Colina sent her a CD of classic Cuban songs with a note telling her to listen to the lyrics.
Of course he liked the melody and the harmony, but he selected them because of the text and the stories they told. He said to me, "Don't study the songs, listen to them at home. Let them keep you company until they stay with you."
They did.
Si te contara mi sufrimiento, si tú supieras la pena tan grande que llevo muy dentro.
In 2012, it was time for Pérez Cruz to record her first solo album. She asked guitarist and producer Raúl Fernández Miró to help her.
She has a complete vision of music, she's not thinking just about vocals, about the voice, she's thinking about everything.
Fernández Miró says when it was time to pick the music for their new album, they chose songs with stories they liked. But they had to figure out how to unite such a wide range of material.
I think that if you don't know that they come from different styles and they have different languages, I think you can see the record as a whole thing, which is something that we were looking for, like not to be impressed by playing so many different styles, just to play them the way that we want to play.
Se encontraron en la arena los dos gallos frente a frente. El gallo negro era grande, pero el rojo era valiente.
Gallo Rojo, Gallo Negro is a popular song from the Spanish Civil War. The lyrics say, the black rooster was big, but the red one was brave. The red rooster is brave, but the black one is treacherous. Pérez Cruz learned the song when she was part of a concert to honor the remaining members of the international brigades who went to Spain to fight against dictator Francisco Franco.
Que los veías cantando cada uno en su idioma, ¿no? La misma canción con los ojos.
At the concert, these men were singing the songs in their own language with tears in their eyes. This song made a big impression on me. They stood up with their arms raised and I thought, these people have lived through so much. It's good that I can sing and help them remember.
It's just one example of the way Silvia Pérez Cruz comes to understand the stories she sings. For NPR News, I'm Beto Arcos.